listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. Now I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a cap, 'cause I found someone to carry me home tonight. We are young, so bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired, listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
You only hold me tight. We'll be home. nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Is Trail Mix 103.1.
I want you to want me.
I'm want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me it won't be until you die?
FM.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 20s. It looks mostly cloudy for Thanksgiving Day, high in the mid-20s with a gusty breeze, a few flurries for Thursday night and Friday. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
do it. On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Lo, she said, "You're a liar." I said, "I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire." Took her to the hotel, she said, "You're the king." I said, "Be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing." Wild. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, "You have plans for the night?" I said, "Hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight." So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, "Hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing." Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect, hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew leave a shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame, I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine and still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild. She wanted to do the wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. At the local discotheque, this fine young chick was on my jock, so I said, "What the heck?" She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance, so I said, "Chill for now and maybe later you'll get your chance." So when the show was finished, I took her around the way, and what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, "Tone, let me tell you one thing, I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing." Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby. Wow.
Trail Mix 103.1, available on the Civic Media app. Download the app for free.
Stomach is sick and it's just understand. The touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Tonight's game between the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers in girls basketball tonight. I'm your host, Stephen Jetlin, here on 103.1 Trail Mix, and excited for this rivalry between two schools to see what's going on. The game started a little early today, so we were trying to get our stuff in order while it happened, so you will be joining in the into the action right away as we got no intro. It's 18-minute halves, and we have 15 minutes on the clock. So the first 3 minutes has swished on by, and the score right now is the Loggers have opened up to a dominating lead of 10-0 3 minutes into this game. Eagles get the ball, move down the court, and Addison Babel gets a good look for a three-pointer in the corner, but it just doesn't drop. She was open on the shot. Loggers are able to drive down the court. Go for a layup and miss. Good transition offense for the Eagles. And Sharika had a chance at a layup there, but it just went a little far and ends up missing. So the score remains 10-0. Loggers over the Screaming Eagles. All right. Loggers now have the ball, and they're moving it around the top of the three-point line. And they're just moving it around. Raley Williams is looking for someone to throw it into. Mattia Eckert shot it. She passes. It goes out of bounds on an attempted intercepted pass from Madison Ernst, who has done an incredible job. It's one of our greatest strengths as a player is her ability to get in the passing lanes and intercept. She's done that multiple times in both games they've played so far this season, and it looks like she's going to try to continue to do it more in this game. The Eagles showing good defense on transition, playing a zone, and they get the rebound there. Number 11, Danica Mann, gets rebound. Good effort. We have the ball. Steffer, she goes for a shot. It's blocked. It's going to go out of bounds, and it should remain Eagles' possession, and it does. All right. Swanigan's 1-1 in the season so far in this matchup. It's stolen on the inbound pass, and we have a double dribble called on number 10, Mattea. I apologize if I get the name incorrect. Eckert's her last name. She's one of the seniors, and so far she's done a good job tonight. Good offensive rebound by number 12, Cadence McCoon, but on the trying to get the layup, it ends up getting blocked and going back in the Loggers' possession. Good ball movement around the court for the Loggers as they're just passing around. Number 22, Leah Harper's got it. Pass at 11 in the corner. See what Lily does. She passes it back to number 22. Then back over to Eckert at the top. Moving the ball around. Tries to get it inside. Succeeds. And with that great effort by number 12 to not only Kendra Timmers, not only getting the ball inside underneath the hoop, but getting the layup and drawing the foul. So she will have a plus one opportunity here for a three-point play. We'll see if she can make her free throw. Score is now 12-0, and here comes the shot. Up and in and out. Rebound made by Cadence McCoon, getting it to her point guard, Maddie, who sends it down the court to Bablik, who tries to get the ball under the hoop. It gets knocked out of bounds by a longer player. I believe it was number 11, but might have been 10. All right. Pass inside to Claire Young, then to Cadence McCoon. He shoots for three. It just misses. It was a good look and a good setup on a play. Now a transition offense for the Loggers. Pass to the free throw line, then over to number one, who's now, I believe her name is Brielle Mesko. All right, number 12 has it, tries to get inside, can't, runs into a wall of white jerseys. And number 25 at the top, intercepted pass by Maddie Ernst, who I told you that's exactly what she does. She gets around the defenders, goes for a layup, misses, but she draws the foul. That's why she missed. had a good look, good drive, and now she's got a chance for two, trying to get that donut off of the board. Loggers lead 12-0, and now we have a timeout called. And with that, we're going to take a 30-second ad break, and when we come back, we'll see if the Eagles can make the layups. Don't go anywhere.
High school sports is on the air, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Philip Plumber and Do-It-Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, by Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High school sports on your Civic Media radio station.
Welcome back to tonight's basketball game. Schwamigan Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers here for girls basketball. This is 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Steven Jellin. 15 more seconds remain in this timeout, and I just looked over, had a chance. Like I said, we were catching up to their early start time. I had a chance to now look at the crowd. Good turnout today. Loving the student section, all decked out in camo and hunting orange. Love to see that, as it has been opening weekend for hunting. And Thanksgiving coming up, so that's a lot of fun. All right, first free throw by Manny Ernst goes wide. Oh, I shouldn't say wide. It goes right, bounces off the rim, does not go in, so it still remains 0-12. Second free throw is up, and swish, and there we go. Eagles are now on the board, 1-12. Brielle Mesko's got the ball now, passes it to the corner to Kendra Timmers. She's looking, and back over to Mesko. Then she gets the ball over to Leah Harper. Underneath the hoop, and then she takes it back out. Now they're in the corner again. Nice lob pass to number 10 for an easy layup there. Eckert, great job. That was a beautiful pass. And now Eagles looking to get by. Matty Ernst gets the ball dished over to Addison Bablick. And back to Matty, who carries it inside, gets it to Claire Young underneath the hoop, who's now triple-teamed, gets the ball over to Cadence in the corner, back to the top, almost intercepted. The ball should go on a bounce because it bounced off of Leah Harper's hand, went across the court. And so the Eagles retain possession, but they kind of have to restart their whole offense as the ball went out of bounds all the way on the other side of the court. Okay, so carries it up. Danica's got it now in the corner. She gets called for a travel, and even though she was trying to beat the double team that was on her, and so she was looking for an angle to pass the ball out, and that's one of those things where she's got her foot planted, but it skids. Like her plant foot skids a little bit, and that's 100% a travel. Great call by the refs. Okay. Ball movement. Three-point shot for number 10 misses, and then we have a rebound by Claire Young, and they're going to call traveling on her, and for the exact same reason as she tried to keep her plant foot down when she reached for the rebound, and you could just barely see it. Her foot did indeed kind of skip a little bit. So, once again, great call by the ref. Number 10 shoots a layup. It goes in and out of the hoop, gets her own rebound, and then dishes it back out, gets the ball back in the corner. And now they begin moving the ball around. Ernst goes for an interception, misses, and now Harper's got the ball. Passes the ball over to Casey Quinnell, and now they continue to fish for it in. And number 10 gets the ball, takes a hard dribble, shoots her layup, misses, gets her own rebound, resets the offense once again, and now Loggers trying to beat the triple team underneath, and number 24, Bella Rayberg, does a nice little spin move under the hoop. And she gets a nice layup. We have a potential sub. It looks like someone got clocked in the nose on accident. Potential bloody nose. So the refs, that is a ref timeout. And so now that they've subbed in, the ref blows the whistle. And they resume play. All right, Cadence in the corner, takes a long two-point shot, misses, but we get a nice rebound by the freshman, Danica. Long pass over to Bablick, but misses, and luckily it goes to Matty Ernst for the Eagles. And now she's just trying to get past the wall of defenders. She can't. And I am surprised. The ref looked like he wanted to call a shooting foul. I think he should have, but he didn't, but that happened very quickly. Number 10 for the Loggers shoots a three. Misses a three, and in an attempt for a defensive rebound, he gets knocked out of bounds by the Loggers. I think it's Mataya. Eckert. I'll just say Eckert. We played safe today. Ernst has the ball in the corner, passes it up to Danica. They're looking to pass the ball, and it goes way out of bounds. I think it was a misread on who was trying to get the ball. I think Bablick thought the ball was going to McCoon, and McCoon thought it was going to Bablick, and so it ended up bouncing and going out of bounds. Okay. Happens. 9 minutes and 46 seconds remain in the first half, and the Loggers are leading by 15-1. The Eagles seem to be at an awkward start, and see if they can put it together. Right now for the Eagles, I know they're still missing some starting lineups. We have a beautiful shot made by number 42. I thought she was going to pass it inside. Her center had the look, but she decided, you know what, I got the look. She shoots about an 18-footer for a two-pointer. Number 42 is Rayleigh Williams, and she gets the points. Now it's 18-1. Steph Ernst is looking. Pass the ball to Claire, then to Bablick for open three. It's off the rim. It's almost dropped. Bablick's their sharpshooter, and when she gets shooting, warmed up, she can start. She made three threes. I think she was 3 for 4 last Thursday against Rib Lake. Loggers are able to move the ball down the court quick and converted a nice two-point conversion underneath the hoop, or two-point conversion, two-point layup under the hoop, and now they are up 20-1. Claire's got the ball. It's intercepted as she tried to pass it outside, but Lily Miller for the Loggers ended up getting the ball on a nice bounce pass. Great heads-up defense there. Now the Loggers are moving on offense. All right. Ball gets dropped on a pass to the inside of number 24, and Steph Ernst picks it up. She's sprinting on the court, was trying to get the ball to Addison Bablik and couldn't pull the ball down, and so went out of bounds, and now it's Loggers ball. 8 minutes, 22 seconds remaining in the first half. Scores 20-1, Loggers. Screaming Eagles need to get some points on the board, rile up this crowd. Home field advantage is really powerful. As someone who's been on the court before, been on the field before, when your home crowd starts cheering, when you start warming up, man, you feel invincible. All right, Cadence McCoon going for the rebound. Does a good job of knocking it out of there, but still it just doesn't go into the hands of Loggers. Loggers had called for a foul as someone was going for a rebound and chopped over the head of a Screaming Eagle, number 12 did, that'd be Kendra Timmers, who's shown incredible effort. She's actually gotten 3 or 4 offensive rebounds already, so she has just been a thorn in the side of the Eagles tonight, just trying to get the ball back in their team's possession. All right. Sharika Williams is trying to dribble around number 10, and she steals it. And then Sharika tries to steal it back, almost succeeds. And now Loggers have to set up their offense again. Long two-point attempt by number 11. Case Kassoon gets the rebound. And now Danica is carrying it up the court. Gets it to Sharika. Dribbling. Stolen from behind, but Claire Young heads up play, gets it. Then it's back to Sharika. She drives in, gets it outside to Bablik, who then throws it up, and it's just short. Bablik's getting these looks for threes, and they're good. That one had to be a little rushed, but she had it. Oh, it got tipped. That's what happened. That's why it was short. Good defensive effort. As it went out of bounds, it stayed in possession of the Eagles. And now Danica had a chance for three, decides not to take it. Cadence has it back to the top. Over to Sharika. Good job moving the ball around. They're just trying to find their spot. Almost intercepted. Cadence gets it. Nope. Bablik gets it. Goes over the head. Eagles have got to get this passing under control. Half-court violation as it bounced off of Sharika's knees. She went and got it. Recovered possession, but it was across the half-court line. Whew. Talking quickly. I know for the Eagles, they are sorely missing Haley Rauschenbach as well as Jalen Brunell, two regular starters to their roster. When I talked to the assistant coach on Thursday, I was like, I didn't know why Haley was out. Anyway, she had a concussion during practice, and so very rightly keeping her on the bench until she's cleared the protocols that they have at this level. But either way, that's a big hurt. Is Haley Rauschenbach is their leading rebounder and their center for the Screaming Eagles, and it always hurts when you miss that. Loggers. Do a nice little inbound pass directly to the center, and she just shoots it up quickly, and it is now 22-1. Loggers right now are using an incredible advantage, and that advantage is called height. I'm not kidding. Three of their members are taller than all five of the members on the Screaming Eagles court. Nice move by Ernst to get underneath. Danica is able to recover a ball, shoot it, and it's off the rim. Almost, that was a great look. Just didn't drop. 6 minutes remaining in the first half. And what the Loggers are doing with their height advantage is they're doing these rainbow passes over the head of the Eagles when they're on defense, and there's just nothing they can do. Loggers don't even have to jump for them. Great ball movement. Going across the court. Number 42 gets it. Rayleigh takes a shot and swish. Great. It was a mid-range jumper. It's now 24-1 Loggers. 5 minutes and 30 seconds remain in the first half. Screaming Eagles trying to make a play happen. Gets to Steph Ernst. Great defense by the Loggers as they, Maddie tried to get a charge, but rightly so, it wasn't called as they kept their feet planted and didn't move into it. All right. Timeout called by the Screaming Eagles as the score is 26-1, Loggers in the lead. We'll see what the coach cooks up here. We're going to take a 1 minute ad break, and when we come back, we'll have more basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Get the best seat in the house at Shalimon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectionals, sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back to tonight's game between the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. Eagles got the ball right now after that timeout. Oh, it just got stolen. Number 22, Leah Harper for Loggers was able to steal the ball successfully, and now it's in Loggers' hands. Loggers are in the lead, by the way, 26-1 with 4 minutes and 55 seconds left in this game. In this half, in the first half. All right, good ball movement. Open shot for number 25. She had both her feet on the three-point line, so it would have been a long two-pointer. It bounced off the rim. She got his own rebound, dished it out to number 10, Eckert, and she made a nice jumper around the free throw line. It's now 28-1. Screaming Eagles got the ball, tries to get it inside. It is stolen, and then stolen again. Ernst gets it. It's blocked, and now Danica gets it stolen, and now the Loggers have the ball. It just seems like the Eagles, when they get one thing to go good, it's immediately sabotaged by the defense of the Loggers, who have now moved the ball around the court well. And number 22, Leah Harper, takes a long two-point shot from the corner. It's now 30-1. All right. Screaming Eagles. Attempted steal, but it goes out of bounds. It's because the Loggers had contact, and it will remain in... it goes out of bounds, and they'll retain possession. All right. Looking to pass the ball in, gets it to Bablik. Now she's at the top of the key. She drives in underneath. It's almost stolen, but Danica picks up the ball. Nice rebound. Nice reset at the top of the key. Ernst goes for a layup, can't get it. It's like trying to, I don't even know what you would call that, trying to shoot a free throw through a bunch of trees. The height difference is very difficult for them to play around right now, and Loggers have a transition offense for a nice layup. It's 32-1. Bablik has a nice look for three, and it just misses. Defensive rebound made by Brielle Mesko. And now she's driving, dribbling up the court, looking to set up her offense. Casey's got it. And passing the ball over to Leah Harper. Now that they look inside, Loggers just doing a good job of finding the open shot. Number 22 takes it. It hits the side of the backboard, and the ball just ends up in number 10's hands, in Eckert's hands, and she makes the layup. The score is now 34-1. All right. Bella Rayburn just got subbed in, freshman. For the Screaming Eagles, they are they have a very young roster out there compared to the Loggers. Mostly, they have four seniors out on the court for most of this. And so you're just seeing a much more veteran lineup, and it shows. All right, 36-1 now. Eagles going for it. And great move by Maddie Ernst, who was able to break the double team, get underneath, does a nice layup under the hoop for her 2 points, and now it's 3-36. All right, great intercept by Claire Young. Gets the ball. Maddie Ernst is now carrying it down, going for another layup. She passes it underneath to Madison Ernst, who gets another free look shot to Danica, and she just missed. Okay, the Eagles Man, if they had a stat for the closest 3-point shots that didn't go in, they'd be the best team in the league. Because like they're getting these open. They've been doing this now for this is now the third game where they get open looks at the 3-point line. They take the shot, and you're like, how did that not go in? Right? It's just like, man, you almost wonder if in practice they're drilling these, and it's just off barely during the game. But either way, it was a missed shot. Loggers get it. And McCoon tries to keep the ball alive. It goes out of bounds, and it'll stay at Loggers' possession. One minute 50 seconds remain in the half. Score is 36-3, Loggers' advantage here in Bark Falls. Maddie Ernst gets the steal. Now she's going by herself, going for a layup. There you go. 2 more points. 5-36 as the Eagles have scored again. Loggers resume their offense, and Danica gets the steal. Nice job by the freshman. She came up behind and just swiped the ball. Smooth Criminal started playing over the speakers. I mean, they didn't, but that'd be funny if it did. And now the Eagles have possession of the ball. Ernst gets it. McCoon gets it back. And he's looking. Tries to break the two people. Cadence moves it over to Bablick, who catches, shoots, and it just... off the back of the rim. Man. All right. Loggers get the rebound off of the missed three-point shot. Number 22 misses her three-point shot, and now Maddie Ernst is carrying it down the court. Passes it inside. The pass is behind Bablick. It's behind Bablick. Oh, they're saying there was a foul on her, and so it will stay in the Eagles' possession. All right. Danica is subbed off the court for Sharika Rudolph. The pass in for Kane Sakun goes high. They were another miscommunication on the position for that, and now we'll go back to the Loggers ball. 58 seconds remain in the first half. 36-5, Loggers in the lead. Let's see what happens. All right. Offense, almost a steal pass by Sharika Rudolph. She does. She gets it. The freshmen are showing up big on the defense in the last couple minutes here. Ernst goes for the layup. It's off the rim. It misses. And number one, Brielle Meskel gets the rebound, and now she's carrying up the court. 35 seconds remain in the half. All right. Ball moving around. Gets it inside to number 24, who takes her shot. Inside out, gets the rebound by number 11. She shoots up. She misses. The ball goes off of Maddie Ernst's hands as she tried to get the rebound. Kendra Timmers, I believe. It was number 11, excuse me, Lily Miller. Okay. Ball gets passed in to number 24, Bella. Then the ball gets kicked out to number 22, who misses her shot, and now Bablick on the rebound. She gets by her defender, gets it to Rudolph, who then tries to make the